Ellie Weber at 9 o'clock sharp on a Tuesday morning. Sefer Mitzvah number 207, loving the Ger Chassid or the Ger Kamer?
That's a great introduction.
Who just goes on the internet?
They'd have the same question when they said loving the Ger.
Okay. So they would look it up and see 207. They would know, right? Okay, so I'll start with an ambition, which is, you know, we've been doing these mitzvahs in order. And it worked because you could see the context in which the Rambam did certain things. And then I had to work and we took a break. And then last week we did something, 2 weeks ago we did something else. And then this week, just rushing, I kind of picked this because it's such a great mitzvah. But I should have, you'll see there are things that we need to understand this mitzvah, and you'll understand why. I probably could have done it in a different order, but it's fascinating. And the issues that will come up today really, you know, go to the core of Judaism and conversion and how we relate to other Jews. Let's start. There are two places in the Torah that could be used as the source for the mitzvah of loving the ger. Okay? Let's assume for a second when we say this, when I say ger, I mean convert. But even that, you know, is strange, and not because of what Bruce said, but because ger in the Torah sometimes used as a different context. In fact, is mostly used in the context of stranger. Okay, and obviously there's overlap. We'll say it this way: if you're a convert, so you're leaving behind a lot, and you're joining, you know, a new people, and you're a convert, but you're also a stranger, because, you know, when you come to shul, your parents aren't there, and your cousins aren't there, and you're a stranger, and you move into Efrat, you know, you're a stranger. So there are two different words, but there's big overlap. And I think that's why there's confusion sometimes as the words are used in the Torah. And in fact, let's start. We'll start with... Sure.
Because
Hashem will
have to, it says
we'll have
to have
the
gear, right?
Something like that.
We'll have to
L'reacha kamocha.
Three times we'll have to.
Okay, so you got to give me a chance to give the shir. You're absolutely right. That we have
because
to.
Because I told us for a gear, I love you very much, you're a gear. You give me a mitzvah because it's told so three times in the Torah that I know it will happen.
Okay, so give me a chance. Give me a chance. We got to start somewhere. Okay? And the issues that you're raising are good issues. Let's just say, Mr. Weiser, if I translate it to my own words, it's like, okay, how many people do I have to love? And how many things do I have to love? I have to love God. I'm supposed to love my fellow Jew. And here's the real question. Well, if a convert is a Jew, well, isn't he covered by V'ahavta L'reacha Kamocha? Right? Who needs a special pasuk? Okay? All these things are out there. They're halachic questions, but they're also, I think, philosophic questions. Okay? So let's do our best. So let's start with the source that almost everybody quotes. Well, we'll deal with both. The pasuk in probably Akev says as follows: Ki Hashem Elokeichem Hu Elokeiho Elokim Vadomeho Adonim. God is, you know, the God of all gods and the head of everything. By the way, just as an aside, I've never figured out why sometimes God comes with like an introduction in the Torah and sometimes not. Like, it's the middle of Sefer Devarim. We already know who God is. And Moshe says, you know, God is Elokei Elokim v'Adonai Adonim. I don't really have a shot into why sometimes God comes with adjectives and appellations and introduction and sometimes not. It's something to think about. Fine.
Honorifics.
Excellent.
Or there are other gods. Or the public
wrong.
Recognize other gods. I don't say that wrong, but the public.
Okay. Hakel Hagadol Hagibor Vehanora. Okay, he's the great. Asher Lo Yisafanim. He doesn't play favorites, except for us. Velo Yikach Shochad. He can't be bribed. Now, what's the greatness of God? Ose Mishpat Yatom Vaalmana. He doesn't do judgment on, let's say he supports. Osei mishpat, you know, he made sure that yatom and almana, yatom, an orphan, almana, a widow, that they're treated well. Ve'ohev ger, latet lo lechem v'simla. And he loves the convert slash stranger to give him lachem v'simla, to give him food and clothing to take care of him. So here you have, the context is, if we're really honest with ourselves, the context is the downtrodden. The context are people who might not have others to support them. You're a widow, you're an orphan, you know.
Yeah, the other.
You're the other. Okay, well said. And in this context, you know, a ger could really mean a stranger. Mm-hmm. It's not 100% clear. The instinct and the halachic instinct is it means a convert, but, you know, it's placed in the context of a whole bunch of people who are lonely and don't have support within the community. I have to finish. Now here's the pasuk. Va'ahavtem et hager. Right? That's a directive. Right? That's a mitzvah. God says, Va'ahavtem et hager. You have to love the ger. And then a strange pasuk. Then strange words. Ki geirim heyitem be'eretz Mitzrayim. So again, in the context of what we're discussing, two questions. The first is, we were converts in Mitzrayim?
Right.
Well, is that really true?
We were strangers.
Right.
We were strangers. So first of all, maybe we were converts in Mitzrayim, but let's admit,
some of us were converts.
You're that old?
No, but I have a folk memory.
In the context, it's like how I remember how life used to be in Poland. Okay? I just made it up, and now, wait, you gotta let me finish this, then you'll go. So in the context, I'm telling you, this is the source for the mitzvah of loving the convert. We're going to get there. This is the source. But in the psukim, the context is yatom, almana, and ger. And on top of that, you have this idea that you should love the ger because you were gerim in Mitzrayim, which the best reading is you should love the stranger because you were strangers in Mitzrayim. That's question one. You're going to go in 1 second. Question two is, the reason for the mitzvah, I can't think of another mitzvah that's presented this way, and it's less than compelling, right? Why should you love the ger? Because you were once gay. So I'll tell you something. When I was in fourth grade, I was very short. When we lined up for pictures, you know, I was the fourth shortest in the class. The guy in front of me was Tiny Tannenbaum, and then two other guys in front of him, okay? Honestly, he made Aliyah, he's my friend. I only call him Tiny. Other people don't.
Okay.
Now, so that's like saying. So now the Torah says you should love short people because you used to be short.
Why?
That doesn't matter at all. Okay, I was a ger and I was a stranger in Mitzrayim, so I should. It's not compelling. It doesn't make any sense to me that the reason you want to tell me to love strangers because they need to be loved. Because they have no family, because they need to be supported, great. But don't tell me love straight, you know, Vahavtem atager ki geirim heitem eretz Yisrael. It's like saying, you know, you should love the widow because you should love the orphan because, you know, it's not compelling. There's something strange about that puzzle. It's bothered me for a long time.
I don't even think there were converts at this time, but they're certainly strangers. And converts, I think, are certainly a subset of strangers, because all converts probably are strangers. So it's very clear it's strangers, and I don't know how it got switched to converts, specifically. I mean, converts are also strangers, and so I think it's a much larger category of strangers, converts being just one subgroup of them.
Well, look, there's a whole range of things. First, obviously, there's a Torah Shabbat Peh, and there's the tradition of what the
Pasuk... But hear the words? It's very clear.
The reform.
Listen, I raised it, not you. Okay, I'm well aware of the issue, and I'll say one thing: it would be very hard, halachically, and I think this happens sometimes, to define stranger.
Before? Right?
No.
Why not?
You know, I'll tell you why. Because we're all Olim. Okay. So when I came to Ephrat,
some of us are strange Olim.
Speak for yourself. When I came to Ephrat, so, you know, I had some people, but I was new. I suppose, you know, would I have qualified then as a stranger within this din? You know, when you come into shul, would they have to give me an aliyah? Because the mitzvah saseh, va'avtem et hager, and I'm a ger? And then, how long does it go?
Right.
Like, for example, when I came here, I moved into the Zayit. After 9 months in the Zayit, you're an old-timer. Okay? Then I moved to the Dekel onto my block where, like, we're the first people to move in 20 years. You know, we're still the new people.
Oh, wow. Still getting
so It would be very hard. Sometimes you have to be sympathetic to the fact that, you know, you need halachic categories that could be defined. We'll come back to this later, because the same question. Let's assume it is a convert. There's a real discussion in halacha. Okay, how long does that last? Right? Your father was a convert. Great. So halachically, you're just a regular Jew. But you're still part. You know, there's a guy, a friend of mine in yeshiva. He's Chinese, and he's a convert.
Yeah.
Okay. He's always going to be different, right? His kids are always going to be different. Somebody explain to Bruce afterwards. You follow sports in the World Series, a mini crisis.
Because
the guy, apparently, apparently they look different.
Yeah.
That's what racial stereotyping.
I aspire to be as ignorant as you one day. All I can say, he's completely blind. Bruce just found out that two of his kids are black. No idea.
Who thought?
Okay,
she
was. One generation, though, a Ger can marry a Kohen, for example, right?
That's right. So there's it might not be the same definition.
Okay.
All I'm saying, we didn't do anything. We just raised the issues. Now, the other place in the Torah where this exists, the second source, it's in Kedoshim. Okay. Says the Torah, V'chiyagur itcha ger ba'artzichem lo tonu oto. There's a Torah prohibition of afflicting a ger. Ka ezrach mikem yihiyah lachem hager hagar itchem. This person should be like an ezrach, like a citizen for all matters. And there, here it comes. V'ahavta lo kamocha. You should love him like you love yourself. Again, ki geirim heyitem be'eretz Yitzrayim ani Hashem Elokechem. So, this phrasing of v'ahavta lo kamocha is similar to what? V'ahavta l'recha kamocha. It's almost exactly the same. And if we're honest with ourselves, v'ahavta l'recha kamocha, however we come out in the end, and here's why I shouldn't have done it in this order, because this is 207. 206 in the Rambam is V'ahavta l'recha kamocha. Not surprisingly, the Rambam puts these mitzvahs together. Okay? So we'll do it out of order. But V'ahavta l'recha kamocha, in the halacha, you know, it does often, whenever you do it, somebody suggests with a certain amount of support, well, what if I'm a masochist? Really, I don't love myself. V'ahavta l'recha kamocha is somehow, it's subjective, it's relational, it's loving somebody else like you would love yourself. Now you could say, it's just an expression, it doesn't really mean that, but the Torah knew how to say v'ahavtem et hager, as opposed to v'ahavtem et hager kamocha. So part of the explanation for why it's source number one, the pasuk in Ekev that's used in halacha, and not source number two, is because source number one is different. The ahavta et hager is like Mr. Ward said, the ahavta et Hashem Elokecha. The et makes it kind of more objective than anything else. Whether you like it or not, you have to love God. Whether you like it or not, you have to love the ger. With respect to your fellow, that may have to do with where you know how you feel and your personal status and what you think, you know, you yourself don't really want to, you know, you don't enjoy creature comforts, so then it's much more relational. This stands out. Okay? So, these are the two sources, although the first one in particular, for a mitzvah saseh min ha-Torah of loving the ger. Now, let's look in the Rambam and see how the Rambam understands this mitzvah and the issues that the Rambam deals with. It's interesting stuff. Says the Rambam in source number 3, mitzvah reish zayin 207. V'ha mitzvah ha-reish zayin hi shet sivanu le'ehovet ha-gerim. I'm going to translate it as converts because I'm sure that that's what the Rambam means. Okay, but we'll see. V'hu amaro yitaleh, the pasuk says, v'ahavtem et hager. Now the Rambam's going to deal with the question that we asked at the beginning. What do you mean, love the ger? Isn't the ger a Jew? And aren't you already covered by the mitzvah of v'ahavta l'recha kamocha? So says the Rambam, second line, v'afal pi Shehaya nichlal b'ze im Yisrael ba'amaro v'ahavta l'recha kamocha. And even though a ger was already covered by the pasuk of v'ahavta l'recha kamocha, because a ger is a Jew for all purposes, l'fi shehu hager ger tzedek, because the Rambam says we're talking about a real convert. a real convert is a Jew. So obviously, he's already covered by the pasuk of Yahavta L'Recha Kamocha. Aval, says the Rambam in the third line, Ba'avur Shenichnas B'Toratenu, since he joined our Torah, Hosif Lo Hakel Ahava, God added additional love, V'yiched Lo Mitzvah Nosefet, and he gave him his own mitzvah, Kimosha Asa Ba'azhara Bona'ato, just like he did with respect to the Lotaseh of afflicting him. Sha'amar, v'lo tonu ishet amito, you're not allowed to afflict any Jew. In addition, v'amar, v'ger lo toner, you're not allowed to afflict a ger. It's the same prohibition twice. V'hit ba'er milashon ha'gimara, shechayavim al ona'at ha'ger, mishum lo tonu ishet amito, u'mishim v'ger lo toner. So says the Rambam, no, it's not unusual. It's exactly the same thing as exists on the Lotaseh side, where there's a Lotaseh to afflict any Jew, as another Lotaseh to afflict a ger. Says the Rambam, there's a mitzvah aseh to love all Jews, and then God was mosif ahava on top of that and made an additional mitzvah aseh to love gerim. Okay, we'll come back to this, because I guess the question is, what does it mean God added additional love? You know, like, okay, I love everybody here, you know, 50 units, but I love a ger 65 units.
I don't see a problem. I lived in Teaneck for 27 years.
All so around, your house was destroyed.
Yeah, that's right. That is my own
pogrom instituted by.
But all around me, all around me, in the same shul, like your shul,
my shul.
People were there for 40 years. So they were there for 40 years. I was there for 27 years. I was always going to be different.
Really?
Yeah.
I lived in Teaneck less than 27 years. I didn't think I was
so
different.
You were always different.
I was not different. No one told me I was different. I didn't think I was different.
Wait, the same thing. The last person to arrive was always called the greener Rosh.
The greener. That's exactly right.
I've done the research on this.
It's a human thing.
And again, it strikes me that the stranger with the Jew subject. Is there any discussion in the Gemara to proceed why the Rambam and Lizard would not presume it's a stranger? And then have to comment on why we want
not,
to.
Not that I know of. It wouldn't make a difference. It would be the same question, right? A stranger also is covered by the Ahavta L'Recha Kamocha. So what the Rambam is saying.
Some people say that's extended to your brother, isn't it?
What?
I thought that might be extended to a fellow Jew.
Why?
I don't know. That's isn't that a?
Isn't you're saying strangers were Gentiles?
Yes, the stranger is a guy, but he's not Jewish, because otherwise it's very redundant.
Nobody thinks so.
Well,
nobody thinks so.
That no one presumes the obvious.
Because they assume that
it's a discussion.
Because it's not obvious. Because the pasuk, you know, they understand the pasuk to mean a convert. But let's.
I don't know why.
Okay, but let's ask: what does it mean? You know, do you really halacha lemaisa? Let's say this. Presumably, if I had a choice, right, I could only invite one person over for a meal, and I had to choose between a regular person, you know, and a convert.
So this
does this mean it's a double word score? You know, like I should always invite the convert because now I'm getting two mitzvahs. Or does this mean, you know, like, by the way, it really could mean
extend that to the orphan or the widow. Right. Might be the same type.
Someone who needs
a
meal.
Right, but I'm saying
somebody needs a little bit extra.
That's intuitive. That's intuitive.
Someone who needs the meal.
Stop for a second.
Okay.
I agree with that. I think anybody, any of us. Presumably, if you were thinking about who could I invite for Shabbos, so you know, if you went about it the right way, you would want to find somebody who needs a place to eat for Shabbos, right? You know, when you have friends over for a Shabbos meal, it's social. Maybe there's an element of hachnas asarchim, maybe, you know. But when you have a widow, an orphan, whatever, you know, that's on the other hand, you know, you don't really want to objectify people. That's also a problem.
It's a natural consequence of living.
No, but there's a difference. There's, you know, there's the idea that
God,
I invited you over because you're a convert.
Hashem wants you to overcome a naturally instinctive prejudice.
Sometimes yes, sometimes. But I don't think anybody is prejudiced. Maybe I'm wrong. I think the world of converts. You know, it seems like so crazy to me that somebody would convert to our religion. Like, my instinct is that in shul, people think the world of converts. Like, I think the world of Bali Tshuva. It's weird that Bali Tshuva think that people like me look down on them when it's the exact opposite. I honestly think, like, you know,
your perspective, yeah.
I ask myself all the time, had I been born, you know, to different circumstances, would I be from?
You wouldn't have known Tiny Talmud.
It's not from kids in my class.
But
if you were
born in the base side,
he actually is from. But okay. You know, right. But I guess on the other hand, on the other hand, we have to be careful not to turn people into what's, you know, to a chefta shel mitzvah. I'll give you an example. There's a famous story that, you know, there was a rabbi who was in the hospital, and this other frum guy, you know, walked by and he noticed him and came in. He said, you know, I was here doing something else, but I see you here. I want a chapa mitzvah, come in to, you know, to do a bikur cholim. The guy said, what am I, a lulav? Like, you know, I'm the object of your mitzvah. Like, I'm the way that you... And it's interesting, I really believe, if you've ever noticed this, I'm sure you have, we never make brachos on mitzvos bein adam l'chaveira. Never. Now, there's a whole bunch of explanations in Rishonim. The one that's usually quoted is, well, it's dependent on somebody else. So if you made a bracha and they didn't accept it, right? A guy comes to your door, he wants money, right? You give him 20 shekel, but he already assumed you're the kind of guy who's like 100 shekel or more. So you say, bracha, shekel, shem, zub, sivano, al mitzvah staka, and he looks and he walks away. It's bracha levatal. I don't think that's the reason. I think the reason is because it undermines the interpersonal relationship that you have with the person.
Right.
If your father asks you for a tea, and you bring him the tea, but before you give it to me, Asher kisham sab sivano al mitzvahs kibud avayim. So you're turning him into a chefza, you're turning him into an object, not another person, right? So, you know, when the ger comes over, you make a bracha of al mitzvahs avas hager, the guy feels terrible because he thinks to himself,
right.
It's not for me.
Isn't there a bracha when you see a good-looking person, or isn't there a bracha on that?
You don't say to theoretically, but they're not mitzvahs ben on the chaver. They're observations. You see the Yam HaGadol, you make a bracha. You see me now that I'm no longer the fourth shortest guy in my class. Obviously, I'm very handsome.
Right.
You see, you make a bracha. So I understand. You make it quietly. You know, I understand. Okay, so.
So what we have,
no question, if you have a ger over, the Rambam would say, you got two mitzvahs, mm-hmm. right? The second question is, does he really mean loving more? Mm-hmm. And I want to suggest, as strange as it is, that he really does mean it. And that's the difference between v'yahavta l'reacha kamocha is kind of a sliding scale. And in fact, one of the explanations in the Gemara is, you know, ma disani alecha, that which you hate, lechavercha al tavi, don't do that to your friend. That's kind of a negative definition, which is useful, but it's negative. In this case, again, v'ahavtem et hager, that's objective. That's like ahavat Hashem. So it's true. How do we love God? That's a hard thing to work through, and we talked about it a year or two ago. You know, it could be knowledge based, it could be belief based. That's a detail. But va'ahavtem et hager is, I don't care about other things. There's some standard at which you have to love the ger, you know, whether or not you feel it. Right? You have to generate that. Now, let's finish the Rambam. He says, v'zembevuar ain't so. Now, he says, v'zembevuar. Third to last line, ain't safek bo. There's no doubt about it. Ve'eni yodea echad mimi shemanaha mitzvot sachal mizeh. And I don't know anybody who didn't include this in the Sefer HaMitzvos. Whenever the Rambam protests too much, I can tell you there are people who didn't count it, mm-hmm. precisely because they said, "Hey, isn't this already covered by?" Yeah, it's true. It's a real value, mm-hmm. but as a mitzvah, it's kind of covered already, right? So the Rambam didn't think that. The Rambam thought it must have been different in some way. And now you have a weird thing. This is Mr. Weiser's point. Uberov hamidrashot be'aru. Most of the medrashim explain shehakel yit alet sivano al hager kimoshet sivano al atzmo yit alet amar ve'ahavta as Hashem alokecha va'amar ve'ahavtem et hager. Here the Rambam is kind of moving it, and he's saying, the proper comparison is not really v'yahavta l'recha kamocha. The proper comparison is v'yahavta Hashem alokecha. Right? Which really kind of moves it into a different category. It's strange. Obviously it's a mitzvah beinon l'aveiro, but it's like a beinon l'makom based mitzvah beinon l'chaveiro. That, b'li neder, we'll come back to. Let's just see how the Rambam codifies this in the Yad HaChazaka. Number four, the Rambam in Hilchos Deos, Perek Vav, Halacha Dalet, says, Ahavat hager sheba v'nichnas tachat kanfei hashchina. That's a phrase the Rambam uses all the time. The Rambam, you know, we think of Geirus, since one of the problems we have nowadays, we think of Geirus as being like, well, once you, if you're willing to do all of the Tariag Mitzvos, then you get to be a Jew. And the Rambam thought, no, it starts with Sheba Lachsod Tachat Kanfei Ashkina. He wants to be part of God's people. Now, it's true, being part of God's people has all these details, but it's just a different approach. The Rambam always uses this phrase, it's a very beautiful phrase. He desires to live a life under God's protective, you know, custody. Okay, now that involves Bris Milah and Shabbos and all these other things, but it's just a different approach. Okay, so the Rambam says that, and here he says, "Shtei mitzvot asei." Does the Rambam? It involves two mitzvot. Achat mipnei shehu bichlal reyim. One is he's v'ahavta l'reyacha kamocha, because he's now a full Jew. Va'achat mipnei shehu ger, v'hatorah amra va'ahavtem et hager. Two separate mitzvos. Tziva al ahavat hager, kimo she'tziva al ahavat atzmo. Shenemar v'ahavta et Hashem alokecha, hakadosh baruch hu. Now, okay, now he has an extra line. Hakadosh baruch hu atzmo ohev gerim, shenemar v'ohev ger. What just happened? I'll tell you what just happened. Till now, the only explanation we had for the mitzvah was love Geirim, because you used to be Geirim in Mitzrayim. Or, okay, no reason, because they're downtrodden. Okay, here, the Rambam says, and it appears in other sources as well, love Geirim the way you love God, and God loves Geirim. That's much more in the realm of the halachta bidrachav, you know, in imitatio dei, the idea of I want to be godlike, right? Mahu rachum, God is merciful. Afata haye rachum. Mahu chanun, mahu, right? We've talked about this before. The Rambam kind of just moved it. I don't think he even did it intentionally, but he was just playing with the ideas. What do you have here? Love geirim like you love God. What's a way in which you love God? You be more godlike. Oh, and by the way, God loves Geirim. So if God loves Geirim, and I want to love God, and I want to be more godlike, I have to love Geirim. Now, I think, I can't be sure, but I think this is what the Ramban says. If you flip over the top of the second page, it's a Ramban in Mishpatim. Chaf bed pasuk chaf, but it's really on our issue. It just happens to come up someplace else. There, the pasuk says, as it says many times, ki geirim heyitem be'eretz Mitzrayim. Says the Ramban, lo huchshuru kol hageirim ba'avu heyotenu geirim be'eretz zman. This is my question. Says the Ramban, all geirim need to be loved because we were once geirim, right? Does that make any sense? There's no reason why Geirim should have a special status just because we were once Geirim. That's my point. It's like short people, because I was short, you know. Why does that have anything to do? Why should that change the halachic status of Geirim? Oh, love this person, but, you know, love single people because I was once single. Okay, you know, you had to wait a long time to get married. I'm sorry for you. But does that generate?
Doesn't this also
empathy.
Point?
We
won't. It's still fine. It's empty, but it's not a mitzvah sasei min haTorah. Huh?
When this is we won't scare me, that's clearly again the proof we won't strange the land of Egypt.
But okay, give it up. You're not going to convince me.
But how else would you explain that?
Huh?
We were converts in Egypt.
It's a good question. It's a good question. But you've asked it already.
So how do you answer it? What is it?
I'll tell you. Okay, I'll give you an answer in a minute. Let's look at answer the Ramban's answer. Says the Ramban. V'hanachon be'enai Ki yomar lo tone ger velo tilchatzenu. You shouldn't afflict a ger. V'tach shevulo she'en lo matzil miyadecha. Why would you pick on a ger? The answer is, if you say to yourself, who's going to stand up for him? You know, this guy in shul has all his cousins and whatever, but this guy, this ger, has nobody, right? So, not in a way, it's not just because you're mean. It's like a calculus. You know, this guy gets less because I have less to worry about from him. Now, says the Ramban, what does the pasuk mean? Don't think that. Ki ata yadata shehiyitem geirim be'eretz Mitzrayim. You know, now the Ramban's going to explain. You know that you were once geirim in Mitzrayim. V'ra'iti et halachatz Hashem Mitzrayim lo chatzim etchem. And I looked down and I saw the affliction that the Mitzrayim were afflicting you. Va'asiti bahem nikama. Right? I took revenge on them. When he says, you know, be nice to geirim ki geirim heyitem be'eretz Mitzrayim, the Ramban says it's much more than the fact that you were geirim. What's there is, you were geirim, I looked down, I saw it, and I crushed the Egyptians. Ki ani roe dimata ashukim, says God, I see the tears of the afflicted, asha ein lahem menachem, who have no one to comfort them, umiyad oshkehem koch, and they have no power against those who are afflicting them. Va'ani matzil kol adam miyad chazak mimenu. And I save people from those who are more powerful than them. I think what the Ramban is saying is as follows. The Ramban is connecting all the themes that we've seen. The idea of be nice to geirim because you were once geirim, there's much more behind it. You were once geirim and I saved you because you had nobody to protect you in Mitzrayim, and I, God, who loved geirim, stepped in and protected you. So now you have, you know, do it because you know that you, because you were once geirim and you know that God protected you, but also do it because that's what God does, right? The idea of ki geirim heitem eretz Yitzrayim isn't just because you were short, because I was once short, and so it's because I was once short and God did this miracle for me, and I realized that God takes care of short people, and therefore if I want to be godlike, I have to care about geirim. And so all these things, and it, you know, so then, loving Jews, loving geirim, loving God, right? So the loving the Jews kind of sits on its side. That's the mitzvah ahavta le'echa kamocha. But loving God and loving geirim, I want to be more godlike, and therefore I want to care for the downtrodden because I know that God cares for the downtrodden. How do I know that?
Personal experience.
Because we were in Mitzrayim, personal experience. And God did it for us, and therefore we want to do it for other people.
I just looked it up.
Yeah?
My English says stranger.
Great.
You have to show me where it says convert.
I showed you the Rambam. I showed you the Rambam.
Where did he get it?
Okay. Okay. There's no question, as we started with, and as I raised, not you, there's a huge overlap between stranger and convert. And you know, you could ask yourself how it became only converts. Again, I'm suggesting that the term stranger is so vague and so relative that it would be hard to implement it in halacha. There is an idea that we were converts in Mitzrayim. There is an idea that when we brought when we had a bris milah, and we brought before Har Sinai, and we brought Karban Pesach, the Karban Pesach in Mitzrayim was like a Karban Geirus. And that we were actual converts. Now, but the truth is, in the story, you know, the word stranger is a better word. Because the idea is, you know, you're downtrodden. The idea is that you're afflicted, that people are picking on you. Stranger is a better word than convert. But in all events, the translation, the English translation, is not going to keep me up at night. But I, if I was translating it, I would say stranger also, because I think in the context of the pasuk, stranger is the better translation. But ultimately, we were converts, and almost certainly that's where this idea came from. Okay? Now.
Well, there's, if you had a visitor to a frog, who's not Jewish, not a convert, he's really a stranger coming to hang out here for a month or two.
Right?
he would not fall under, and you could be.
You're so from sometimes it scares me. I'm not here to say that you shouldn't be nice. We're here to define a mitzvah saseh min ha-Torah.
So Mike does not point to it. This mitzvah says that guy who's really a stranger, he has no family, he's not even Jewish.
Right.
Maybe when you have to invite a guest, make sure you don't exclude this guy. He's all alone.
So, okay. You're so annoying. Okay, fine. We're gonna take a 2-minute detour to make the following point. Okay. There is the halachic narrow definition of a mitzvah, and then there are the lessons that you could learn from them. Okay. Says the Ramban. It says, you know, kedoshim tihiyu. It says va'asita hayashar va'hatov b'nei Hashem. The Ramban says the Torah doesn't cover every possible permutation of human interaction. Okay? It's not possible to do that. And that's not the goal of the Torah. Says the Ramban, the Torah gives you enough information so that you should know what to do. And if you want to say, I look at the mitzvah of Va'ahavtem et hager, and I say, okay, the narrow halachic definition is converts. But the philosophy behind it is clearly strangers. That's great. I think that's what God wants you to do. It's just not the narrow halachic definition. But the Ramban is all over this, that, you know, people who look for loopholes and go, you know, it doesn't really say any place in the Torah that I have to pay taxes. Right? I think the Ramban would say this. The Ramban would say, close your eyes and ask yourself.
Yeah, I'll keep fresh with that sibur.
Okay. The Ramban would say, close your eyes. Are there enough things in the Torah that tell you how God wants you to live from which you could, you know? So it'd be strange to claim that paying taxes is mitzvah saseh min ha-Torah. It would be strange. On the other hand, it would be correct, I think, to say that it's leading the life that God wants me to lead. You know, all of a sudden you're like this big charedi. Yeah. If it's not a mitzvah, if it's not defined in the Torah, then I don't have to do it. I didn't mean to say charedi mitzvah. That's an insult. That's incorrect. But
had a form of taxation.
But it's just an example. All I'm saying is, you're right. You're right to say, I read a pasuk, and it talks about an almana, an yatom, and a ger. Is it clear that God wants us to care for, you know, people who have no protection? Of course.
You don't have a checklist.
Is that necessarily part of the mitzvah saseh min ha-Torah of v'ahavtem et hager? I would argue not.
I just want to
but it doesn't change anything.
The closing reason, when we lived in Rehovot years ago,
it's my shear.
Well, you can add, years ago in Rehovot, there was a man from Scotland who was thinking of converting. And no one wanted a lot to do with this guy because he wasn't a Jew. And I took him into our home. He lived in the basement. He had a nice room. We had a nice room.
He's a guy. I'll take him in, but in the end.
He stayed with me for a few months. Okay. And a lot of people said, you know, the ger thing, he's not a convert yet. You don't have to, like, take him in, be so super nice to this guy.
Okay.
I said, why not? Just, well, because it doesn't fall into this rubric here. You got to save your niceness to, like,
but it doesn't.
A convert.
And even if there's you want to say, even if you want to expand it as far as you can, we were strangers in the land of Egypt. We were Jewish strangers in the land of Egypt. You have to be honest about it.
Jewish Matan Torah. We were just a bunch of tribes hanging out there for them.
One at a time. Wait, Mr. Weiser first, then you go. He was waiting for us.
We say Machayo Chicho Imoch.
Yeah.
Hayechu Kogma.
Good.
Isn't this sort of
No. Is a prod with maybe within the after Rechakamoch. That's probably why Bruce didn't give him his own room.
Because he had a whole basement.
It was a basement. There's no sun down.
Let's call a spade a spade.
Let's call a spade a spade. Okay?
I think it's a contradiction.
No. First of all, we'll do the after Rechakamoch next week. And we'll deal with that next week. Otherwise, we can get off the topic. Yes.
I would argue in Bruce's favor in that the
Torah. Well, you'd be wrong.
The Torah doesn't say Ger Tzedek or Ger Toshav, just says Ger.
Good. Okay, so, and those are.
And certainly the Scotsman was a Ger, a stranger.
Okay, and Kigit.
Okay. And everyone said to me, no.
Okay, Bruce, I'm not arguing. I'm not defending all these people. I'm not arguing against you taking in the Scottish guy. I don't know anything about it. It's not this mitzvah. It might make you a tzaddik.
Why isn't it this mitzvah?
Because it's not what it means. Other than that, why isn't the mitzvah of tzitzis? Because it's not what it means.
I just don't understand why a convert is not a subset of a larger group of strangers.
Because
the convert is obviously one.
There's no mitzvah in the Torah to love Gentiles. Okay? Now, there's no mitzvah.
You shouldn't, but right.
There's no mitzvah in the Torah to hate Gentiles. You know, there's our obligation, I'm sorry to say, you know, our obligation to Jews is higher than our obligation to non-Jews. And now you're really annoying me. Okay? And the idea that I love everybody means I love nobody. The word love doesn't mean anything to me. Right? Yes, I love my kids more than I love, you know, other people, and I love my cousin. If I'm driving in a car, okay, here, we all have this experience. You listen to the news, and they say, you know, there was a car accident, there were two fatalities. You feel bad, okay? Car accident, it's so mad hagush. You feel worse. Turns out you know the person, right. you know. Right. Why? I love everybody. No, it doesn't work. We're not capable of that kind of thing. We should admit to our weaknesses.
Right.
And it doesn't mean I dislike Gentiles. It happens here. I take it more personally, and therefore I respond more personally, and it has to work that way.
That's why
no.
We're
going on. Number five.
You don't need a whole bunch of lumbas to figure all that out.
Correct. Some of this is just intuitive. Now, the Sefer HaChinuch touches on something. It's our mitzvah, but he has a slightly different take. In number five, at the bottom of the first page, says the Sefer Mitzvah, the Sefer Chinuch, va'over aleha u'mitza'er otam. Right now, this is the end of the halacha. Let's say you violated this mitzvah and you afflict geirim, o shemitrashel b'hatzalatam o b'hatzalat mamonam, or he doesn't try to help them when he should, o shemekel b'chvodam. And here he says, he adds the words, Mitzad Shehem Geirim Ve'ein Lahem Ozer Ba'uma. So here's the question, okay? I have a neighbor, I don't, you know, who's a geir. Now, I'm just not nice. I'm not an outgoing person. I don't invite people over. I don't help, you know.
Anybody.
So I treat him as poorly as I treat my neighbor on the other side.
Good for you.
The Chinuch says,
you've heard rumors about that.
The Chinuch says that to violate this mitzvah,
yeah,
you have to do it mitzad shehem geirim ve'ein lahem ozer ba'uma. Where you go, I'm not going to help him. Who cares? He doesn't know anybody in the community, right? I would have thought, this is a Chiddush of the Chinuch, because I would have thought, no, if I'm not nice to the ger, so I violated the mitzvah, v'ahavtem es ha-ger. But the Chinuch says, you have to not be nice to him because he's a ger. Then you're in violation of the mitzvah. But if you're otherwise just a not nice guy, so then you're in violation of the ahavtel re'echa kamocha, you know. But it has to be that you relate to them in a certain way because they're gerim. Va'onsho gadol mod, if that's the case, third line, sharei bekalam mekamot hizira Torah alehem. The Torah warned us in many places. V'yesh lanu lilmod min hamit. Now, this is now, you know, the Bruce Markowitz memorial section of the shir. Okay? Says the Chinuch, and this is why you and I love the Chinuch. Because the Chinuch, this is what happens in the Sefer HaChinuch. Every mitzvah is the same. It's the greatest Sefer in the world. It starts with, this is the mitzvah. Then, this is the rationale, or what I think of as the rationale for the mitzvah. He was really the first Rishon who introduced philosophy. Then there's a section on these are the halachos, these are the details of the mitzvah. And then there's the ending section where he'll say, you know, v'noheged mitzvah zo bizicharim u'nekevot, v'noheged mitzvah zo bizman sha'bayit hayakayam, you know, okay? He'll cover that. But often at the end, he reworks the mitzvah and expands it. Because he's given you a rationale, which I didn't put here because it's too long. The rationale is, you know, they have nobody to support them, whatever. And somehow in his head, the rationale starts to affect the narrow definition of the mitzvah. So watch what happens. We are in the third line, towards the end of the third line, the middle of the third line, the period. V'yesh lanu lilmod min ha-mitzvah ha-yikara hazot. We should learn from this beautiful mitzvah. L'rachem al adam shehu be'ir she'eino eretz moladeto u'makom mishpachat avotav. He says the obvious extension of this mitzvah is to love strangers, is to love people who come without their family and without anybody else. V'lo na'avir alav haderech b'mitza'anu oto yichidi v'rachaku me'alav ozrav. And we shouldn't pass him by in the street when he has no one to help him. Kimo sha'anu ro'im sha'hatorah tazhirenu l'rachem al kol mi sha'tzarich ezer. He says, if you look at the Torah, you see, there's not the narrow mitzvah of v'ahavta metzager. This is the fact that God wants us to help.
That's what Bruce did.
Right. Okay. That God, no. Well, this is Jews. Well, Bruce could have been right. But he could have been right. But it's strangers. It's strangers in the context, not converts, but strangers. Vim hamidot halalu nizker lihiyot meruchamim me'ashem yitbarach u'birchot shamayim yanucha al roshenu. And if we act this way, we'll be more godlike. God will love us more. V'hakatuv ramaz tam hatzivud ba'amro ki geirim heyitem be'eretz Mitzrayim. His kirlanu shekvar nichvinu bitzar. We already burnt. We already scorched. Bitzar hagadol hahu sheyesh lechol ish haroet atzmo b'toch anashim zarim uve'eretz nochriya. We know the pain of being strangers. U'bizachrenu godel da'agat halev sheyesh b'davar. And we'll remember the pain. V'chikvar avar aleinu v'Hashem b'chasadav hotzienu misham yichmuru rachameinu al kol adam shukein. Will be more sympathetic to others. So if you ask me, does the chinuch think that the mitzvah covers strangers? I guess I would say I'm not sure, but the chinuch thinks the lesson of the mitzvah clearly covers strangers. The chinuch thinks you can't be, you know, a good Jew, you can't learn the lessons of Torah and Halacha without seeing that even if the mitzvah is narrowly defined as loving converts, the message of the mitzvah, the Torah value, you know, Rav Amital Zatzal often talked about Ruach HaHalacha, right? People think Ruach HaHalacha makes you less religious because it's a way to get around. It's the opposite. Ruach HaHalacha makes you more religious because it closes off all the loopholes. Because you're never able to say, oh, I don't, there's no, where's this prohibited? The answer is, you close your eyes and ask yourself, is this what God wants you to do? And so, says the Chinuch, you look at the mitzvah of Ahavta Mesager, and you know right away that that covers the new people who just moved in on your block, and the Olim, and the Balei Tshuva, even if not, you know, some might argue it's part of the mitzvah, I would argue it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter, because it's the lesson of the mitzvah, and the lessons of the mitzvah are just as important to us as the narrow mitzvah itself, right? This Tayag mitzvah is just, you know, an intellectual exercise. It doesn't exhaust all the things that God wants of us. Okay, now, just quickly, because in number 6, the Minchas Chinuch raises a question, the answer to which is not so clear. He says, V'gam lo nitba'er ad kama nikra ger, im hu levado nichnas ledat, O im gam banav acharav v'lo nitba'er ad kama dorot hein gerim. Says the, I don't really know the answer to the question of, are the grandchildren of gerim gerim, or do they lose it at some point? You know, the Gemara talks about up to 10 generations not mentioning converts in front of converts because it makes them feel bad. Don't know. Okay, now, just because it's fun. You have to use judgment. You really have to use judgment. I think Nissim Black. Nissim Black is this very large rapper. Yeah, so what I would be very careful about it. But I suppose there are circumstances where, you know, you say to yourself, he knows I know. You know? So
she's a Polish. She was a Polish.
Okay.
Polish Catholic. She's
good.
She's a guest saint.
Okay. Great. So the point Mr. Weiser is right. Like sometimes you want to just say, I think you're the greatest person in the world.
But I told her that I love her because it's a mitzvah in the Torah.
Okay. So that's a good question of, you know, I think that's just a question of exercising judgment.
Yeah.
Right? You know, when you go, I once went to hear a former priest speak about his road back to Judaism. Not back, his road to Judaism. Yeah, yeah. in that context, it'd be silly not to talk about, not to acknowledge the fact that he's a convert. His whole presentation is based on
that, right?
You know, the fact that he's a convert. But I think if you meet people at a, you know, at a bar mitzvah, you're sitting around the table, I don't think you say to the guy, "Hey, nice work." I'll tell you something. This happened to me. Yes. We lived in Teaneck, and because I have, in my old days, I have like encyclopedic sports knowledge, so it happened that something came about a game, you know, and this famous game and whatever, and this guy was talking about the game, and I said to Elka afterwards, I said, "It was a Friday night game." Yeah, it was a Friday night game. And she said to me, "He's a convert." So it's like, it's interesting. You know, like, you know what you want to do? That's not like table conversation at a bar mitzvah. Now, wait, you got to let me go, because we're going to run out of time. We'll do it after. Because I want to do this.
Okay.
There is, you know, the Rambam, okay, we know the Rambam from the Sefer HaMitzvot that we do. We know the Rambam from the Yad HaChazaka. We know the Rambam from the Mor Nevuchim a little bit. The Rambam also wrote letters. There are tshuvos, and there are less famous and more famous letters that the Rambam wrote. Okay? The Rambam, there was a person, I'm sure we've heard of him, named Ovadia Hager.
Yeah.
In the old days, apparently, many gave him took the name Ovadia because of the Medrash that the name Ovadia was a convert. So, okay? The Rambam wrote, I think, more than one letter to this guy Ovadia Hager. The famous letter was Ovadia asked him, you know, "Can I say Elokei Avotenu? Elokeinu Elokei Avotenu, I'm a convert." He had been told by his rabbi that he couldn't.
In Bikurim,
That he, you know, there's that in Bikurim, but it's in davening, in the context of davening. Okay. There's all these times when we talk about God took us out of Mitzrayim. God didn't take him out of Mitzrayim historically because he's a convert.
Right.
He was told he can't say these things.
Wow.
And apparently, well, it's a real machlokas, by the way, and apparently, you know, he was told it in a way that really hurt his feelings.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Watch this. It's a little messed up because somebody put the footnotes in the middle of the text.
Like,
but this is the Rambam writing. This is not the Rambam writing halacha. This is the Rambam writing a letter to a person named Ovadia. He says, "Da, number 7. Shechova shechiyavtanu ha-Torah al ha-geirim gidolahi." Our commandment about with respect to converts, in this context, it really is converts, is large. Al ha'ava al ha'aim nitztavinu bikavod u'mora. We're commanded to honor and fear our parents. Va'al ha'nevi'im, with the prophets, we're commanded lishmo alahem, to obey them. Ve'ev shashi chabed adam v'yira v'yishma mimi sheino ohavo. You could be obedient and not love. You could be respectful and not love. Va'al ha'geirim, says the Rambam, we are commanded to love them. Next line, ba'ahava rabba hamisura lelev. Okay, this is hard to. The Rambam says, you know what love means? It means love. It means emotional love. It means like looking at what this person did. You know, if you love Judaism, I think the Rambam would think you genuinely love a person who sacrificed so much to join Judaism. You know, if you love a value, you really, you know, and the person's so charitable, he's so good, it affects you emotionally. Okay? Kimo shetzivanu lehavot shemo v'ahavtas Hashem Elokecha, you're supposed to love God. V'hakadosh baruch hu b'chvodo ohev ger shenemar v'ohev ger latet lo lechem v'simla. Now, here apparently the Rambam refers to the fact that these other people insulted Ovadia, or this one rabbi in particular. And he says, v'zeh shekara lecha ksil, and that was the guy called you a dope. Tema gadolhu. That's right. I don't get it. Adam shehiniach aviv umoladito umalchut amo. Person who left everything, his nation. You know. By the way, this is in the old days. The guy Ovadia was a Muslim.
Yeah, they would kill you.
Right. You know. V'yadam hanetuya v'hevin ba'ayin libo be'ein libo uba unidbak be'uma zo. And he left everything and he came to cleave to our people. Shehi hayom l'mita'ev goy eved moshlim. We're nobody, says the Rambam, writing in, you know, the late 1100s, 1200s, you know, who wants to be a Jew? V'ikir v'yadah shedatam dat emet. And he acknowledged that we're the true religion. V'tzedek. And it's righteous. V'hevin darkei Yisrael. V'yadah. Now, just a little editorial comment by the Rambam. Shekol hadatot genuvot midatam. He knew that all the other religions are stolen from Judaism. It's a cool line. Zemosif, this religion added, I don't know, some other thing, another, you know, a ghost and a Holy Spirit, you know. Vizegorea, and this religion took away something. Zemishaneh, vizemichazevu mechapeh, al Hashem dvarim ha-shalokein. They changed a bunch of stuff. Zehores yisodo, this, you know, undermined the idea of a living God, of a human God. Vizemidaber tapuchos, this says opposites. Vikir hakol, he knew all this. V'radaf achar Hashem v'avar b'derech hakodesh. Now the phrase he uses all the time. V'nichnas tachat kanfei hashechina. V'nitabek ba'afar ragle Moshe Rabbeinu Rabban shel kol avim. He's rolling in the dirt of Moshe Rabbeinu. V'chafetz b'mitzvotav. U'nisao libo l'karva l'or ba'or achayim u'lahalot b'ma'alot ha'malachim. V'lismoach u'lehitaneg b'simchat ha'tzadikim. All these amazing, he wants to be part of the Jewish people. V'hishlicha olam azeh, he rejected this world. V'libo v'lo panal ravim v'shatek azav, he didn't turn to any of these fake things. Mi shezo ma'alato k'sil yikare, says the Rambam, such a person could be insulted, could be called a dope. Chalila lecha, heaven forbid, lo k'sil kara Hashem shemecha ela maskil. You're a genius. You're gifted. You're a genius. Umevin upikeach v'holech nichachot. It's so rare that you find the Rambam unloading. You know, just saying like, "Gayim are the greatest people ever," and for somebody to insult you is like the worst thing. It's rare to find the Rambam just letting loose like this, and it, you know, it sticks with you. The Rambam was a big. It's hard to know. You know, it's always a guess. Like historically, why. The Rambam was a big supporter of Geirim, and halachically also, because although we reject it, in fact, it was a major machlokus between Ashkenaz and Sfard whether Geirim should say, you know, Elokeinu v'Elokei Avoteinu. Ad kidei kach, that look in the next source, then forget 8, look in 9, in the Shulchan Aruch, the Mechaber says in Hilchos Birchas HaShachar, so it's Orachaim Simon Nun Gimel. I think it's Sifkat and Dalit. Yesh Monim Ger Milihiyot Shaliach Tzibur. There are those who think that a convert shouldn't be the Chazan, and all the Mefarshim explain, because he can't say the regular text. There are changes he has to make, and says the Mechaber, V'nidchu Divrehem. But that's not how we paskin. And in fact, that's not how we paskin. But you have to realize something. You know, the Mechaber normally doesn't, you know, when you're writing a Sefer of Halacha, you don't normally say, some people think this. Some people think you don't have to wait between meat and milk more than this. But it means that it was still a fight in the time of the Mechaber in the 1500s. And that's not surprising, because in Ashkenaz, the Balei Atosos, etc., thought it was a problem, and it was the Rambam's view that won, and eventually that took over. Although even the Rambam thought that references to Mitzrayim, right? And Yeshua Asher Hotzi, you thought maybe you have to say Asher Hotzi at Am Yisrael Me'eretz Mitzrayim, but he says to Ovadia, if you want to say it, you could say it. The question is, you know, was this like a hesitation with respect to Geirim, or was it just that they're saying something that's not true? What's clear in the Rambam is that the Rambam thought by becoming a ger, you could actually change your family history. I think said simply, that's what the Rambam thought.
Or future?
The Mormons believe
that. That certainly the future, but that when you become a member of the Jewish people, it is in fact the case that Avraham Avinu becomes your great, 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 great. In fact, he becomes your great. It's not true. You could do your lineage back. It doesn't go to Avraham Avinu. Says the Rambam, when you convert, when you become a Ger Tzedek, Avraham Avinu becomes your grandfather.
That's his name. Ben Avraham Avinu.
Okay, excellent. Excellent. Avraham Avinu becomes your grandfather. That, you know, that's not such a simple thing. Because the fact is, he's not. But religiously he is. So the Rambam struggled with that, and you should know that machlok has went on for a while, but it was the Rambam's view that won out. I don't think there's any place in the world now that wouldn't let a ger be the chazan, but you see, it's so fascinating to see in the Shulchan Aruch in the 1500s, felt compelled to acknowledge the major machlokis, even though he came out. I couldn't find this one because I was in a rush. I think with respect to benching,
yeah,
he doesn't even mention it. You know, it's not even a question like the ger could lead the benching, even though al aritza tovash how's the phrase go in benching? You know, there's historical things in benching. Also, anyway, where we are now, I really think if you traced it, actually, it's thanks to the Rambam, and it's thanks to the Rambam's strong push, and maybe having to do with Ovadia Hager, who knows? Anyway, interesting stuff. God willing, next week we'll do
V'ahakel Erecha Kamocha. What was Tiny's real name?
Huh?
Tiny's real name.
Tannenbaum. What's his last name?
Oh, yeah, no, but was his first name?
Moshe.
Okay. Right. Now I wouldn't be able to sleep if I didn't.
He now lives in Shalavim.
Okay.
He's regular size.
So if I see him, I could not count him.
He's not related to my Tannenbaum.
Huh? Might be, but I don't think he is. Because he grew up in Far Rockaway, and he never, we were friends. But he's a special guy.
Okay. So I just want to mention, I had a very interesting story about Gairus, and that is, it's too long to explain all the background, but there was, in the middle of the Tevila, there was a question asked by the Beis Din, showing up right there, because the person was a Catholic person, are you really undercover agent of the Catholic Church meant to insinuate our community and to undo some of the Yiddish type?
We have that in reverse, Rav Sharon.
And before you say poo-poo-poo to that, there had been an earlier case in my town where, in fact, it was documented in the church archives that there was a person exactly doing that.
Wow. Was his name Peter?
Big deal, we did that.
Yeah.
Point being, when you talk about love.
So what did he do? Like in the middle of it, he just goes, "Yes, I give in. I've been faking it for years." They torture him because he's naked. They go, "You can't come out of the water." No, turning the temperature down or up in the water.
Yeah, yeah. But in real life. In real life.
It is real life, I thought.
No.
You made that up?
No.
But what I'm saying is in modern day existence,
that this happens.
Such a person who was given the mission under some Opus Dei heading, then what would happen, or something like that, then what I would do is I would not sort of say, you got it all wrong, I've got the right answer, etc. No. I'd sow seeds of doubt slowly over the rest of my life in Shurim and stuff like that.
Thank you. Well, this is why some people question converts when they get married by age, Jim.